this, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this, because I'm going somewhere. To this ends, God creates the crescendo of sexual intimacy. It is unlike any other physical need in the body. It's not like drinking water. I need it, but it don't feel the same. It's not like eating food. I need it, but it don't feel the same. But when I have sex with my wife, my covenant partner, it takes me to another zone, because there is an element of celebration, because what it celebrates is that it is the rejoining of what God formed in Adam. It is the coming together of who we were before, and God puts a thunder around it and an applaud around it and a great crescendo around it that is so powerful. And right when I think Paul is teaching about marriage, he freaks on me again. I said, I'm not speaking unto you about marriage. He said, but I speak unto you regarding Christ and the church. I mean, I was right in the middle of sex. I mean, we was one flesh. And he snatched me away and said, no, Jace, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Christ and the church.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Sky Baptist Church. Roy Church that is working towards the 400 mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Down in my feet. yourself in this character plays, and then you'll know without a shadow of a doubt how you're playing with God. From Jonah, Old Testament scripture, Jonah, what everybody, when they say Jonah, he's swallowed by a big fish. We're familiar with that. And then we need to know sometime why we go through things that we go through. And I think this scripture today will kind of give us some initiative and let us see and hear what thus said the Lord to even us today. You got to apply the same scripture with you today. Don't stay back there, because Jesus overcome back there. He made his present with us here today. So that's, keep that in mind now. There wasn't no need for a New Testament if it wasn't, the law wasn't fulfilled. But he said it was fulfilled. So we got to rejoice and be exceedingly glad, knowing that great is our reward in heaven. From Jonah 1:1-10, it said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence, listen, of God, the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ships were like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid to cry, every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it off them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said, every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and it fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? Where is thy country, and of what people art thou? He said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which have made the sea and dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them so. We're going to stop there, and want to talk to you a little bit today. Pertains to that, you can run, but you can't outrun God. You can run, but you can't outrun God. So many times, and I want you to be straight with me. I'm no better than you. I want to make that known. I'm no better than you. God has made me an overseer here to look over his people. And I can't look over until he look over me. Keep this in mind now. Keep this in mind. Sometimes we put other folks before us. We lift other folks up and set God on the sideline. Tell God to wait. Well, I get it straight after a while. No, no. Put God first. Put it first in your life. Then everything else going to work out right. Now, see, first of all, Jonah, son of Amittai, he, and listen to this good, the Old Testament, everybody know that the great fish had swallowed him because of his disobedience to the call of God to go preach pagan citizen of Nineveh, which is the capital of Assyria. That's not important by what it was, but the idea of it is to go get people straight. A lot of times, churches want to go take a church that they think is already in place. God don't send us to save people. He sent us to people that's lost. We don't want to come from scratch no more. We don't want to come from the bottom no more. We want to start off on the top. That's impossible.
You got to have a foundation before you can grow. So these people, Jonah was called of God. He was of God, just like everybody else was called by God. And God called him to do what? Preach to the Ninevites. But okay, I'm just going to use a parable here. The Ninevites might have been what we call the hood, huh? That was the hood. And I'm going to just slip this in on you. I don't care if you like it or not. I'm talking about biblical. Ninevites were black people. I just want you to think. Them were black people. And Jonah, well, he was a black man too. But this is what he did. He didn't want to go over there because they're going to give him pale hell. You know, sometimes when you tell the truth, folks don't like you. When you tell the truth, they find everything against you to stop you from talking, telling the truth. And this is what God wants Jonah to do. He's telling Jonah here. And his dad was the Bible tells me that his dad was a loyal man. He was a true person. And what more do you want? But God called Jonah. He didn't call him Mittag. Why he called? Because that's who he wanted. It can be 1,000 of us in here, he can call one. And we can't question God why he called that one. Because he wanted to call him. And he figured that one was fit for the occasion. Here, Jonah, and I want you to listen good today. Here, Jonah, the Bible says he rose up to Nineveh, that great city, and cried against it. But their wickedness should come up on God. God got mad, not Jonah. God got mad. See, we put up with a lot of stuff we shouldn't put up with because we're supposed to be like God. See, we... people lie, steal, everything. And we let it say, God's going to fix it. But Lionel Smith, God sent Lionel Smith to tell you this. God ain't fixing nothing. We got to fix it. God commissioned us to go fix it, not the law. The law did his work. We got to do our work. How in the world you don't get to heaven just sitting down? How in the world you don't get to heaven just praising the Lord? You can't go like that. You got to go through some stuff. You got to do some work. And you got to walk by faith. Not by circumstance, by faith in Jesus Christ. So Jonah knew, and listen good, that these people are wicked because God is saying it right here. Say he got a lot of God, false gods over there. Got a lot of gods that ain't real. Got calf God, brick gods, all kind of God, anti-Christ God. And Jonah knew this. Why sometimes the Lord sent us to a place to go get it developed? We don't want to go there. Know why? Because we got a lot of work to do. We want to go to a place that's already fixed up. But the Lord didn't come for the righteous. He come for the sinners. They can repent and come to him. We always want a task of easy work. It's what we say in our day and time. I ain't going to work my hand. I'm going to work my mind. Well, that's where the devil working in your mind. That's where he working in your mind. And it make you think you're somebody special. But you're a servant of God just as I am. So he knew these people were rough. He knew these people were rough. He knew they'd probably cuss him out in a second. He knew they stood all worship all kind of calf gods and idol gods and all that. So Jonah knew about them. That's why he didn't want to go. I'd rather go in a house that's clean than the one I got to do a lot of work in trying to get it cleaned up. Everybody, that's nature itself. But when God calls you and send you, go to hell for him. Yes, and straighten hell out. Yes, if you can do that, you're going to have a crown that you can't lose. Yes, but when they pitch you, when you start at the top, you're going to have a great fall. Yeah. You got to come through the ranks to be proven by God. That's why Paul told Timothy, study, son, to show yourself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed. Just tell the truth. And the truth hurt a lot of us. Hurt me sometimes. Say, but look what Jonah did. Say, he rose up. See, he wanted to flee. He didn't want to do what God said. He wanted to go to Tarshish. And when he went to Tarshish, he was leading the presence of God. God don't want nobody to be lost, y'all. He tell us how to walk, how to walk, what road to take. And if we stay on the road, he'll never leave our presence. But you know what? We leave him. Know why? Because we go in another direction in what he sent us in. But if you go like he sent you, ain't all this stuff that's going on now, it won't happen. That the power of God would intervene and bring us over, and the devil be standing out there saying, now, I had him, but just like they did Daniel, I had him. I passed a law. that you can't pray no more unless you pray to the Isle of God. But Daniel wouldn't yield. Daniel still got in the one and looked into the east, which God come from T-Man. And he looked in the east and started talking to his God. They came, caught him praying, and took him to the king and said, King, you passed that decree. We got to kill that rascal. So they put him in the lion's den. Lion, he lay down, went to sleep, and rested in the Lord. This is what God wants us to see this day. Say, Jonah rose up and flees to Tarshish. And now watch what this say. But the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. He paid his fare thereof and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish. He got to go to Tarshish. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. From the presence of the Lord. Now from, watch what I say, the presence of God. God was with him all the way, but he wanted to leave God.
The two sons that was with their father, one of them say, I want you to give him my heritage. Now another boy, hard work and everything, he ain't say nothing. This boy said, no, I want to, Dad, I'm going to another land. He left the presence of his father. He got out there and got hungry, almost eaten with swine. Got so hungry. Then that's where he repented at. He repented and said, look, my daddy got good things at home, slaves and everything, living better than me, so I'm going back home. That's the repent. That's the repent cave. Deny yourself. Pick that cross up and follow Christ. So when we look at Jonah here, and look what it says. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty trumpet, and a sea so that the ships were like to be broken apart. Now watch this. I got silver and gold. I got good debelling stone, oxen stone, all that on the ship. I'm going to another place with all this rich girl, all this gold and silver, the diamonds and stuff, and bro, that's untouchable. But when the men see they finna lose their life, when they got looked like they were going to lose their life, they started, everything was on board. They're throwing it overboard, that they may be spared. Sometime, well, all time, we got to unload the devil before we take out on our tail. We got to unload the devil, get him off our shoulder. Because out there, we don't need the devil when we're going through divers temptation. We don't need him then. We need the Lord. Because God's going to bring us through these things, but if we don't have the Lord with us, we'll do anything. Whatever you want to do, and then you're justified with a scripture. But God don't want that. He wants to be real. So God blew on the water, and the ship couldn't, look like it was finna tuck in and finna sink. All the people was going to die, going to be drowned. So when they did that, the people that run the ship, the mariners, said they were so afraid, so every man cried to his God and cast forth the wares. That means all the stuff on the ship, that's what caused the ship to sink. Said he threw all of it overboard because of this mighty tempest in the sea. And they wanted their life so bad, I don't care what was on the ship, they got rid of it, hoping the ship wouldn't break up and sink. And that's what we got to do today, y'all. Anything going to stop me from going to see Jesus, I got to throw it off of me. I got to throw it away from me because, look, it's going to hold me back. And when Jesus, yes, shall appear, watch me now, when Jesus, yes, shall appear, he said, we're going to be like him. But the Bible tells me we're going to be caught up together with it. If you got a heavy load, you, your cheeks are heavy load. I got rid of my heavy load. You better unload now because you can't unload then. We need to get that load off us right now so we can please the Lord. Then they say the mariners, they were so afraid, and every man cried to his God. Threw all overboard the stuff that they thought was going to cause the boat to sink. But so the shipmaster, now watch this. The shipmaster, the people that run the ships, controlling everything, they came to Jonah in the side of the ship and said, what in the world are you doing down here asleep? And this boat about to turn over. We done throwed all our good stuff overboard, and we trying to survive, and you down here asleep. Well, let me tell you something. There's a lot of people all the time, they lead the pressure to other folks and want the other folks to go through it, and they want to just survive and ride easy. That don't work with God, y'all.
If we don't go through some storm, we'll never be able to ride the storm. You got to go through it first in order to know what a storm is. See, some of us, the lady, where was she at? Right there. She said, you don't know my story. See, we can say all the talk we want, but you got to have a story to tell. If you ain't got a story to tell, you need to shut your mouth up. God has done so much stuff for me, brought me so many places, I couldn't have survived. I got a story to tell. I know the Lord. He's my all in all. Bread, you ain't never been hungry. Y'all don't know nothing about that. When you're hungry, water, when you're thirsty. When you ain't got nowhere to stay, God will fix a way. He'll send somebody by in your presence. See, you don't have to get on your knees and say, Lord, give me a hotel or a car or whatever. You ain't got to do that. He already know what you need. Just ask, or you just ask him what you want. Just ask him what you want, and he'll do it for you. And guess what? We forgot. We thought that was coming from heaven. No. It's coming from people that was connected with heaven. Your brother and your sister was connected with heaven, and they was able to give. I go back to Pentecost. Everybody, every person in the upper room was filled with God's Holy Spirit. And it had rich people there, had poor people there, had middle class people there. But guess what? Here's the joy. The people that had much, they sold it. They sold what they had. And look what the Bible says. We pass laws to my equal rights. That's crazy. They ain't nothing but a word. Equal rights. They made everybody, according to Acts, everybody was just like they had the same thing, they had the same mind, same will. Everything was the same. So God can fix the rich, the poor, and whatever. He can fix them and have them all on the same ship. One day if we accept Jesus, we're going to be on the same boat. Noah and all his family was on the same ship. They wasn't arguing. They wasn't disputing among themselves. They was joyful that they were saved from the flood. That's the most important part, being saved. Lord help us, not show out, saved. That's what God wants from all of us. He don't want me to brag on me. He want me to brag on him. Who am I? I'm just a little servant trying to take a message to people. Jonah got so, he figured he was high strung, and he don't go over there where the messy folks at. I ain't got time for them messy folks. I want to be around people that Holy Ghost fear. Well, you got the wrong idea about what Jesus came for. He came for sinners. He wanted to see that they get repent and be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. We want to go to a place where we high strung, intelligent, ruling something, running something. God didn't come for that foolishness. He come that you be saved. Now, when he gave the gifts to the church, that's to exalt the church. That's to grow the church. That's to manifest you through the church. God worked through us. Jesus told us one day, say, that temple you're talking about is already on earth. Your body is the temple of God. Keep it holy. God help us. So he said, when he went to sleep, the shipmaster come to him, man, what in the world are you up here sleeping? We got all this trouble going on now, and you here asleep, and we about to perish. And they said, everyone, to his fellow, now watch this, come and let us cast lots, that we may know who's called, who caused all this stuff that's come up on us. So they cast lots, and it fell upon Jonah. Now watch this. See, y'all don't, I'm a realist, y'all. I'm a real. You check me and test me out. I'm a realist. They can shoot dice for it. They did it for Jesus' garments. See, we get too holy at times. We won't stand up for the truth. Them boys shooting dice. Saved people shooting dice. These people here, I don't know whether they're shooting dice or pulling straw. What's the difference? Ain't no difference. Said, God help us. They said here, everyone of us, call on your own God. Call on him now. Call on him. Your God. Did we know who fought this year? So they cast lots. And the lots fell on John. Do you not know, I don't care how many of us in here building today, I done said that many times, somebody know who brought him in. Somebody know who brought him in here. And I'm going to tell you something else. He cannot come in God's house. He cannot come in God's house unless he come through somebody. So when you get up there and say, well, who caused all that? They know. I may not know, but they know. You was fussing with your wife this morning. Y'all was cussing before you got to church. Then all hell was still in you when you come to church. But there was a time, if you come through those doors right there, you can go in the outer court there, but when you come through those doors, you fell dead on the spot. That's the way God do it. You come to self-prepared mind. You can't come to God's house like that. You got to be free, and your cup got to be empty for God to pour some blessing in it. Don't like to hear that, but it's so true. So then they said unto him, watch this. Tell us, we pray thee, I beg you. Tell us thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people are you from? Good God, I had to send my resume in there. I had to send my resume in. I had to answer all them questions because they want to know why I ain't working, what occupation you doing, what job you holding. He knew in his heart. He'd been called by God to go tell the truth, but he didn't want to go there because them people was no good. They was bad, serving all kind of gods. And he didn't want to take that. But I bet if a glamorous church, everything in order, look in order. It wasn't in order, but it looked like it's in order. Or John would have been glad to go there. You'd rather go to a house already built than go in there and try to build one, huh? That's common sense. Common sense. But God ain't common. He's supernatural. He's spiritual. And that's what he wants us to see, the things that he do. So here, they question him. Now watch what he said. He said unto them, I'm a Hebrew. Uh-oh. I looked it up here. Oh, God help me. Eric.
Your mind think you different from somebody else. God saved the boat people, not you. The people that complaining and griping and making fun of Noah when he was building the ship, it ain't never rained. He ignorant. He crazy. Out there building, it ain't never rained on earth. He building a boat. All he was doing obeying God. He was just obeying God. Things I do, I look stupid for doing it. But I'm obeying God. And I ain't hurting nobody else. What I do, I count the cost before I get into it. Before I get in it, I count up the cost, what it's going to cost me and what it's going to cost the church. So then, we all got to count up the cost. If I'm going to Florida, I'm going on the bus. Watch this. I need to get my fare right for you. Then I need to have a little spending money because I might get hungry, huh? I ain't taking off now. Get a little spending money. I'm going 200, 300, about 400 miles, 500 miles. I got to think about I might get home. And I need to have something so I can go get me something to eat. Because like I see people on the street, I know they don't mean no harm. Some of them just can't help themselves. I see them on holding a sign up, I work for just for food to eat. I work just for a cold drink. But you got to have something to stand on. The drink is the Spirit of God. The bread is represent his broken body that he broke up for us. A spotless man, no sin, no nothing wrong with him, but he got broke up for us that we might live. So then,
He said, I'm a Hebrew boy. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who's made the sea and the land. Good God Almighty Jesus.
Well, how you fear God and you running? See, a lot of people always talking about how good God is, but they running. They don't want to face nothing. When it rains, they complain, I ain't got my umbrella. I ain't got no way to go. I would go to church, but I really don't have a way to go. Yeah, you do. Just take out going. And the Lord will send somebody by. Pick you up, take you, and then tell you, if you don't have a ride back, I'll pick you back up. That's God. That's the way God works on this earth. I know sometimes we look for a meteorite or some spacecraft to come. Well, I sit down, a lot of church folks, I witnessed it. A lot of church folks get there, you say, I seen a flying saucer. This is what people say, church folks say. He lying. He ain't seen nothing. That's church folks now. He lying. He ain't seen nothing. Well, your pastor had an experience. Your pastor had an experience. I was in the park walking. I did 3 or 4 laps around the park. Then I was walking, coming back towards the front, and my mind spoke to me and said, look back. And I ain't heard no voice. Yes, my mind said, look back. And I look back, and a big old spacecraft, biggest the park out there looked like, lit down, and the gates come open. I ain't see nobody. The gates come up and stayed there about, looked like about 3 minutes. And then when I started to run, I said, no, they're too close to me. I ain't interested in running. I'm just going to stand up and watch. And I stood up just like this and just watched it. And that's why the things fold up, like it was inviting me to come. Fold up, and it got up slow. Wasn't no fire, nothing on, no smoke or nothing. Come on. It just got up in the air and just took out. Within about 30 seconds, I ain't see it no more. That's reality. I'm in God's house telling you the truth, based my life on it. I seen that. I know what God can do. I don't need to ask you what you think about me. I know me. And I say, I can't tell nobody that because they think I'm going crazy. But y'all can put me out this morning. If the Lord come tomorrow, he going to say, that boy don't lie to me. He ain't lying for nothing. He don't need no popularity. He's been popular all his days. He don't need that. This happened. The same thing with Jonah here. Now watch what this says. And we're just trying to get your understanding. Then when he the men is exceedingly afraid, they was exceedingly afraid and said unto him, why you did that? For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. A lot of times we talk too much. They never would have known that if he wouldn't start blabbing so much. Do you not know that just because you're in the church, don't you know just because you're in the church, you can't tell everybody your business? Amen. By the time you get to the corner, everybody didn't want to shoot you.
God wants you to know these things. Ain't no guesswork. This is God's work, not guesswork. These people's afraid, so they want to know what we're going to do. Why you did that? What you running from God for? Well, because God sent him to get some no good people and straighten them out, but he didn't want to go through nothing. Every pastor, if he got any sense at all, every pastor that God called to pastor over church, he'll lie and go to hell if he said it wasn't no problem. Well, if it wasn't no problem, God wouldn't have sent you there. If it was a perfect church, he don't need you. What he needs you for to go to a good church? Grace, I can't talk to nobody else, but Grace, me and you come out the woods. We come out the country. I know that for a fact. We ain't seen a city till it showed on TV. But when we seen a city, we appreciate it because we know where we come from. A lot of time, we ain't went through nothing, but we want to run something. We want to run it. Ain't never been through nothing. But you want to run it. Let's
listen to what it say here. Listen to what the Lord say. Then said they unto me, what shall we do to thee? And the sea may calm down. Watch, y'all got to hear this. That the sea may calm down. For the sea roared and was tempestuous. It was trouble out there. Water blowing, wind flipping and everything. And he said unto them, now watch this. True repentance. Watch this now. Y'all stay with me. And he said unto them, the shipmasters and stuff, the people on the boat, take me up, pick me up, and cast me forth into the sea. Watch this. Watch the man of God. He was being disobedient, but watch what he did. Watch the change of personality. So shall the sea be calm unto you. Watch this now. Everything going to get still. Ain't going to be no reeling and rocking of the boat no more. For I know that for my sake, this great tempest is upon me. He told the truth. How many people in the church, they cause confusion, don't want to admit to it? Huh? They don't want to admit to it. They don't want to cause all the trouble. They won't admit to it. If you admit to it, God will heal you quick. Put you back in the body full fold. Put you in a position. When you overcome, God put you to test at you. You pass the test, he's going to put you in a position because he wants his people led right. So they said here, Lord, help us, Jesus. Listen what they say. This wind tough out there. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring. They tried all they could to keep from throwing the brother overboard. They tried everything humanly possible. They couldn't hold the ship and couldn't stir it in the direction to get them out of this tempest wind. So wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, watch this. We beseech thee, I beg you, O Lord. I beg thee. Let us not perish for this man. Oh, life. He caused everything to come on up. He's the cause of what we're going through now. Lord, don't kill us out. Don't let us perish. And watch this. And lay not this upon the innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. And Lord, I know whatever's going on now, you did it. And it's pleased you because those people that need delivering. And Jonah didn't want to go deliver them people like you told him to deliver. He wanted to go to Tarshish. You sent him to Nineveh. Listen to that. Lord, send me somewhere. I want to go somewhere else where it's a little easier. How many people ever lived in the country on a farm? You city man. Cherry tree, plenty of cotton, plenty of corn, soybean, okra, butter bean, huh? Hogs to kill and eat. Ain't nothing beautiful about it. Hard work, sun up to sun down. Now we don't. Most of us don't know it because that's why you say I'm ignorant for saying that you think I'm up here lying. Lying, they ain't gonna lie to you. I've been through it. I've been through all of it. And let's go and knock this out. So they took up Jonah after they couldn't get no control of everything. So they took up Jonah and cast him. Watch this now. I told you to listen at this good. So they cast him forth into the sea. And the sea ceased from a raging. Did you hear what I said? Everything told me. How's it blowing in there? Just like it was in New Orleans that time. How's it blowing in there? Everything falling, trees falling, electric lines falling, everything going on wrong. And when they took Jonah and cast him overboard, you can take a full glass of water to the top and would none waste out of it. By God speaking, peace, be still. And everything be steadfast and stop on the button. Guess Jonah looked at it and said, Lord, I'm sorry, but now you go. Let's finish this now. I got you one thing to say. We through. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made a vow. Now watch this. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of this fish for 3 days and 3 nights. all around him, tie vines all under him, had stuffed stickers what the fish had swallowed up, undeveloped, of, I'm going to make y'all mad, vomit and all that stuff like that. And that fish, he had to go through there. So what God had, I got to take you through hell in order that you can see me. And you're going to obey me the next time. You ain't going to try to go where I didn't send you. You're going to obey me to the teeth. And I want you to go tell them people. And when you read a little further in Jonah, did he tell them? Did he tell them? And then the Lord made a house for him where no wasn't no wood. Lord help me. Fed him where there wasn't no food. God help us.
Say obedience is better than sacrifice. I thank God for you today. May God bless and keep you is our prayer. But
Thank you.